The largest police department in Western Massachusetts has opened an online portal to share real-time information about crime with the public. The Springfield Police Department will make daily information about incidents of crimes, including homicides, assaults, car thefts, burglaries, and vandalism, available on the public national website, crimereports.com. By sharing the information in an easily accessible format, Police Commissioner John Barbieri said he hopes it encourages people to provide tips that help police solve or even prevent crimes.
The goal here is to get the public involved. As you can see across the country, one of the biggest problems that police departments have is citizens that don't call the police or don't want to get involved.
The website displays a street map of the city with pins indicating where crimes have occurred down to the block level, along with icons denoting the types of crimes. The information can be shared on social media. People can sign up to receive email alerts when crimes are reported in a specified location. There is a tab to report tips and upload pictures or video to the police.
It really is a remarkable product, and you know, the goal here is to be more interactive with the public, be more transparent, get the public more involved, and obviously to get our men and women in a position to serve them better.
Barbieri said another helpful tool on the website is a section that allows people to follow current crime trends in their neighborhoods.
The more knowledgeable the public is, the better informed they are to make the 911 calls that we need. And those officers responding to those calls have that information at their fingertips, as opposed to just nobody calling the police or calling with just a suspicious person. If they know what to look for and how to report better, it obviously arms our people better in regards to their response and their ability to impact what's going on in the neighborhood.
The site will eventually contain Springfield crime data for a 2-year period. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno praised the new initiative and said it will aid the police in getting repeat violent criminals off the city's streets.
That's what the residents say to me when I'm out in every nook and cranny across the city. Please, you and the commissioner and the police department, get these violent repeat offenders off our streets. They want them off the streets, and that's exactly what we're doing.
The information sharing website is part of a $500,000 investment the city has made to set up a real-time crime data analysis center. Police officials said they expect the center to be fully operational early next year. Steve Sebastian, a product manager with Motorola Solutions, which owns crimereports.com, said there are about 1,000 police departments, including Holyoke and Westfield, that subscribe to the site.
There are no specific statistics that say it has, you know, driven down crime X percent. But what it has done is it has created a more meaningful dialogue with the agency, because more often than not, people don't even know what's going on, and they call into their local law enforcement agency and ask the question of, I'm moving into the neighborhood. Is this a safe area? I saw a vehicle outside my window yesterday. What was going on? They can now get a self-service portal to answer those questions.
The website is currently available only in English, but a Spanish language site is being developed, according to a Motorola spokesman. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.